now call upon Chairman Bo Ungin to continue the case for the proposition.
Your Gracious and my Lords and ladies and gentlemen, it is with humility and a matter of great pride for me to have this opportunity at this world-class university of the first rank and seat of learning to speak in support of this important motion and in the process to tell you about how the Parliamentary Democracy Party, PDP of Burma, has benefited effectively over the years from the internet in its political campaigns and communication with many, many organizations, people, the United Nations Secretary General, the United Nations Security Council, the European Union, and the ASEAN. The internet is both the best thing that has happened or occurred to the information revolution and the dissemination of news of all kinds in the world. Today, people in a developed country have unparalleled access to useful information on disease, medicines, products, food, education, cars, consumer products, lifestyle choices, and last but not least, on democracy and politics and political parties. They also have unprecedented access to an excess of anti-democratic or corruptions of politics by some right-wing or anarchic groups. In developed countries of the European Union, USA, Canada, you name it, European and developing countries, access to computers and the internet is virtually in every home. And therefore, access to political information is highest. While in developing countries of Latin America, computer and internet access is less accessible. And in a number of countries in Southeast Asia, computer and internet access is far fair, except Burma, which is under a military dictatorship. This is the subject of this motion. In Africa, computer and internet access is very limited, as computer ownership is also limited. And as a result, internet access is restricted. In those countries where access to computer and the internet is less developed and restricted, political information is constrained, and political parties' method of publicizing their information is by print or through newspapers and radio. However, there is a problem, because most newspapers and radio stations are owned by governments who do not allow opposition political parties access to them to challenge government policies for non-delivery of their general election mandates. You will no doubt have noticed that I have not mentioned the Middle East, Near East, for a simple reason. This is a unique region, and being so rich that probably access to computer and internet is just as widespread as it is in the advanced countries. And yet, the information revolution and internet access to political information is virtually non-existent. This is paradox of wealth and access to technology of the information revolution have conspired to deny the people of this region political activity for reasons which we need not go into. In Britain, we have seen how the internet has been effective in protecting and strengthening democracy against untoward political developments manifesting themselves in religious form. Similarly, we have seen how the British public have, through the internet, put its views on certain majority major political policies with respect to Iraq, new powers for the police, Iran, law and order, university student fees, which led to extensive public debates in parliament and the media, the immigration issue, postal votes and election. Some of the major government policies were defeated or substantially amended. Members of parliament were flooded with internet messages from their constituencies and other interested groups who wanted the MPs to oppose or support the bill in parliament. In my country, Burma, a country under a brutal military dictatorship for the past 45 years. After it had overthrown the democratically elected government of Prime Minister Ulu in 1962, political parties were and are still banned and no political activity is tolerated. Also, the majority of the populations are poor and their access to computers and the internet practically does not exist, except for those who work for the SPDC. Even here, internet access to politics is severely limited. The situation has forced opposition political parties with members and supporters living in developed countries of the West, the USA, Canada, Australia, to rely on the internet and in-house newspaper have been their most important, if not the critical vehicles of political discourse. This is particularly true for the Parliamentary Democracy Party, the PDP, which has virtually received no publicity at all in the media, television, radio, newspapers in Britain. Although publicity materials and party policies have been sent to them or in any other European country, the PDP is the oldest opposition political party in Burma, formed in 1970 by Prime Minister Ulu and the living party comrades of pre-regaining independence under the legendary charismatic leader and hero General Aung San, to end military rule by armed resistance and restore democracy and freedom. Yet, no paper, television, or radio in Britain, for instance, has ever mentioned its existence. Yet, the only opposition political parties you hear mentioned in Britain are the NLD and the 1990 general election, KNU, and the 888 students' uprising, and other ethnic groups, as if opposition to the military regime started at these later dates. The only publicity the PDP has received was in Bangkok Post newspaper in Thailand. Political debate on Burma was and is being denied in Britain and other European Union countries, whose perspectives have been conditioned to consider 1990 and 888 as the beginning of democratic opposition to the military regime, which is, of course, patently untrue. Because of lack of access to the media and the EU and radio, we consciously decided to use the internet to put forward our political views on Burma. We found that our policies were supported by a large number of people who began to question the political performance of the NLD and its leaders since 1990. Increasingly, our political papers were all released on the internet on the prevailing situation in Burma and put forward our policies, which are unquestionably democratic. We also sent these papers to governments, to the UN Security Council, UN General Secretary, ASEAN, and feedback came saying that they supported our opposition struggle for democracy, freedom of speech, multi-party politics, and a liberal economy favoring direct private foreign investment under the rule of law. This political activity on the internet has won us support from outside Burma and within Burma. Our recruiting programs expanded considerably, and as a result, we established many liberated areas working with General Myat, the great current leader, who sadly passed away in December 2006. He is a great patriot and whom the PDP has worked together since 1970. May he rest in peace. We also increased our cooperation with other ethnics, Shan, Mon, Arakan, Karen, Chen, Kachin, and the rest of the ethnics. To this extent, the internet is the greatest vehicle to spread democracy and freedom under the rule of law, provided that internet access is not constrained by governments or regulatory authorities. The success of the PDP has come about because we have been able to communicate with governments, the United Nations, ASEAN, and the EU, which has been cognizant of the fact that there are more opposition political parties in Burma than they had been led to However, we remain to be convinced whether the British media, television, radio, and newspapers will recognize the existence of the political party which has been in existence since 1970 after the landmark debate in a world-class university of the first rank. I believe you will all agree with me when I say that it is about time too. We are not asking for any favor, but objective news coverage about our policies, and we are open to be challenged on them. We welcome debate on the future of Burma. Of course, internet is not a phenomenon of unalloyed goodness and benefits. We in the PDP believe that we have to remain vigilant to protect our democratic principles and multi-party competitive politics based on adult universal suffrage of one person, one vote. Because there are some political notions about which are essentially undemocratic, which some organizations in the West are putting forward on Burma through the internet, manufacture in differences in extreme right-wing political belief based on radical discrimination, claiming that 600 and 700 years ago, the ethnic people had their own distinctive forms of organization. This might be true, but today, we are living in the 21st century, which demands a modern organization structure to survive in the global economy. Also, as we have seen in Britain, the Motorcar Petrol Lobby, UKIP, and BMP have used the internet to gain support for their causes against the petrol duty, while the last two to gain political support for policies based on discriminatory grounds against people of other races, colors, and religion. We also must be on guard, as the internet has been used by some groups to demand their own special privileges, apart from the mainstream society, which is inclusive of all groups. Such developments are invalid, we believe, inimical to cohesiveness, community understanding, diversity, and national integration. If the caveats, the internet is the greatest democratization phenomenon in the world today and tomorrow. For some unknown reason, in Britain, the media, radio, television, and newspaper have collectively not given the PDP any news coverage at all. We have sent them news material, but frequently publishes dangerous make-believe news about Aung San Suu Kyi and the NLD. If, ladies and gentlemen, I know that time is not enough. I wish to, you know, take this very important occasion for the best use of my country, which is under military rule for nearly half a century. And I also understand that you have the, you know, time limits is very restricted. But I also have the very emotional feeling that I also want to a little bit explain to this just a few pages left for what is happening in Burma and the internet connection. So just I know how it progress. Ladies and gentlemen, can you give me a few more, a little bit time to
finish
the presentation? While this situation has disadvantaged us, it has, if anything, worked to our advantage and helped us to focus on this internet, which has been and is our principal media outlet. This has generated many leads and support for our policies and recruitment by words of mouth. The exposure which the PDP has received via the internet is substantial and its coverage with worldwide potential has attracted positive comments on our policies. We are convinced that had it not been for the internet, our progress would have been slow and not effective as it has been. We shall continue to use the internet as our principal media outlet, and we are in the process of developing internet television broadcast being to Burma by sympathetic supporters. The PDP Burma 1970 is now the largest political opposition party in Burma. Actively opposed to the military regime with the intention of any military rule either by negotiation or armed defensive resistance until freedom and democracy is restored and underpinned by the rule of law, in which economic development and multi-party politics would be the order of the day. We would encourage a liberal economic climate in which direct foreign private investment incentive and the repatriation of profit would be protected by law. After military rule is ended, either by negotiation or offensive armed resistance, the PDP does not want political powers to be given to it alone, but would insist that this is handed over to an interim military civilian government representing all the political groups reflecting the ethnic diversity of the country. The interim multi-party civilian government will seek the assistance of the United Nations, European Union, China, India, ASEAN to prepare, organize, and supervise a free and fair general election based on one person, one vote. As a basis of settlement with the military, when they gave up power through negotiation, no former present or future members of the armed forces would be allowed to stand for elective office in parliament, local authority, or city for the next 10 years. There would be no trial for crime against humanity, violation of human rights, murders committed during the period of military rule. The military would be allowed to keep their wealth and property however acquired, and would be free to leave the country with their wealth if they wished, and would be given guarantee for security if they choose to remain in Burma. PDP, short to the point, PDP, although its military regime, is there some hot-headed people and won't give us the power to the people and wish to continue to hold PDB will fight. The PDB has been, from its formation, an uncompromising political and resistant diversity of the SPDC military regime. The party's intention and political objectives have been, since 1970, been clear, consistent, democratic, dedicated towards ending military rule, either by negotiation or through defensive sustained armed resistance. We have had successes and setbacks, not for want of manpower, but financial resources to sustain our resistant fighters and to provide effective medical care and rehabilitation. PDP was in low ebb in 1988 and 1990. And when the NLD was formed, we supported the party. Because our overriding intent was to end military rule and to restore democracy and free and not to gain political power. The PDP continues to support the NLD until 1996. When it became obvious that it would not succeed to remove the SPDC military regime from power, and the people will continue to suffer. That is the PDP decided to reorganize itself and pursue its own distinctive political course and policy. Okay, so because too many things, well, thank you very much, because I prepared.
Library. So I'd like to thank him again for his speech and for taking the time to come here today.